Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight, you'll be hearing from one of the top leaders in Legal Shield. She is a $600,000 ring earner with a career spanning over 20 years in Legal Shield. I believe we'll also be hearing from the number one recruiter in Legal Shield for 2019. He's a More Success Team associate, and that will be Mr. Brett Robbins. But to begin our call, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to a $250,000 ring earner and a Millionaire Club member, and that Hello. Is Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay, Dad?
You are loud and clear.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone. What a phenomenal week we had on the More Success Team and Legal Shield with tremendous live events going on all across North America. It's so good to see so many of our leaders participating in those events, leading those events, and really making a big charge. And as a result of all the activity going on all across North America, our great president, Mr. Don Thompson, has decided to extend the PC push. So anyone that just maybe come up just a little bit short, or maybe they did the push but they didn't double it to, you know, turn that bonus into from 150 to 300 or 100 to 200, we have that opportunity through the 17th. So through Friday, guys, the PC push has been extended. All the new team members that you guys brought on this last week and this weekend, they have until the 17th to be able to participate in that as well. That is absolutely awesome. Another newsletter came out this week. And again, I want to congratulate and recognize one of the top premium producers in all of Legal Shield out of the great state of Kansas, Mr. Bob Pilcher. Had a phenomenal week of premium production and empowering and protecting families. Great job, Bob. And also, we were extremely well represented on as the top recruiters in the company in Legal Shield. We had three individuals at the very top of the leaderboards. But right now, I want to hear from somebody. You know, he was this week, last week he was, like my dad said, he was the number one recruiter in all of Legal Shield, but he hasn't slowed down. He was at the very top of the list this past week, and also has his team members now cranking in and showing up at the top of the recruiting charts. And so it's my pleasure to be able to introduce and just to share a few words of maybe some nuggets of wisdom and his thoughts as the number one recruiter in all of Legal Shield, bronze executive director from Colorado, my great friend, Mr. Brett Robbins. Brett, are you there?
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. And I'll try to be really quick. I want to take up a lot of time because we got Kim Milia here, and I'm actually at a gun class trying to sign up a gun instructor as an associate for our gun owner's legal plan. But I just want to say that anybody can do this business. You know, and what I love about Legal Shield is that you don't have to recreate the wheel. There's a proven system. You just need to be coachable. And my background as a business owner and entrepreneur for 15 years was always just trying to figure things out. And plus, I had to wear multiple hats. So when I got to Legal Shield, I had to resist the urge to recreate the wheel. And when I didn't, it cost me time, effort, and money. But doing so was very refreshing. So I just want to highlight a few things. And all of these things fall under the Legal Shield 10 core commitments. So one is personal development. A lot of what holds us back is mindset. So you really need to work very hard on yourself while still being consistent in your business. If you want to hit that next level, whatever that is, you need to grow and evolve. Secondly, just staying plugged in. You're here. Congrats. And that's certainly half the battle. The other half is getting your team here, right? So there's so many nuggets that you can get by plugging in from people. I mean, Kim Milia is, I'm sure, going to share many with us tonight. And, there just last week's corporate leadership show, there was the youngest manager in Legal Shield. She's brand new. Obviously, we can learn things from new people. We can learn things from veterans. And lastly, just big decisions get made at big events. The biggest events are the conventions. So go to Dallas, get to Dallas, do whatever you have to do to get there and build into Dallas. So right now I have the pleasure and honor of introducing Mr. Kyle Frelick on my team. And this is somebody that absolutely follows the system. He's totally plugged in. He's consistent in his business. He does the work. He's an incredible leader on our team. And what I appreciate about him is his ability to get knocked down and get back up and keep going. In this business, you can only fail if you quit. You got to keep going. And from there, it's just a matter of doing it enough and doing it right. And you can rely on your mentors to ensure you're doing it right. So doing it enough, that's on you. And there's no one better to be that example than Mr. Kyle Frelick. So hopefully you're here, and you can take it away, my friend.
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Sure can.
Yeah, also my pleasure being on Mr. Robbins' team. He's been a phenomenal mentor. Him and Dave Hall have definitely taught me quite a bit. And basically I just plug into the system and follow it and make slight changes when needed. And the biggest thing is got me where I'm at is 2 a day. I mean, I went a little quicker, but not as fast as some for sure. But 2 exposures a day is huge, and it's definitely a game changer. So you can tell the people that are wanting it but not doing the exposures, and you can tell the people that are doing the exposures. So it's pretty much just follow the system and be coachable, and if you have issues, reach out to your upline. And I've done it multiple times, and they've all been very helpful. So I just can't thank them enough, and thanks again for having me.
All right, guys. Well, congratulations to both of you. What a phenomenal job, you know, of plugging in and being coachable and teachable and following the system. And again, Brett, being number one in all of Legal Shield, congratulations, my friend, and not resting on your laurels and continuing that momentum as we enter the new decade. And now, you know, your systems, the system of the success of Legal Shield is so duplicatable. Now you have your team members right at the top of the leaderboard. So congratulations to both you guys. And want to also give a shout out to Tony and Sharice Barkley out of North Carolina. They were also at the top of the leaderboards for recruiting this past week. So congratulations, guys. And congratulations to all of you for just plugging into live events this weekend. It's so important. And like Mr. Robbins just got through saying, you know, big decisions are made at big events. And there was a lot of decisions made this weekend. There'll be a lot of life-changing decisions made in Dallas. But so congratulations to all of you guys that were on the leaderboards. And I look forward to seeing who pops up next week. But right now, I'd like to shift gears a little bit. And we're really blessed and honored to have someone of this stature join us to really pour into us for the next few minutes. And I encourage you guys to get out your notepads and really take diligent, copious notes and really stay locked in for the next handful of minutes as we get to hear from one of the true icons in Legal Shield, a Platinum World Council member. You know, it's when we go on these trips, it's such a pleasure for Stephanie and I to be able to just to learn and hang out and to be mentored and to be friends with the Amelia family. And, you know, we've known them for over 2 decades, but they've changed thousands of people's lives. A $600,000 income earner, multi-millionaire club member, just a phenomenal. It has a phenomenal story, changing people's lives every single day. But most importantly, she's my friend, and that's none other than Platinum World Council member, Miss Kim Melia. Kim, are you on?
I sure am. Well, thank you so much, Jeremy. You can hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
All right. Well, I did my hair. I got my makeup done. I put lipstick on. I thought I was on a Zoom, and then I went, man, I'm not even on a Zoom? So I know you guys will graduate to a Zoom soon, but it was really actually kind of funny. I was like, man, I got to get on the Zoom. I better look at least half decent. So anyways, guys, it was funny that I looked at it. I was like, it's not a Zoom number. It's a conference call number. Thanks for having me. And hey, Steph, hey to all the more organization. Just excited to be on with you guys just for, you know, a few minutes here to just give you some tips that I've experienced over the years, some knowledge, some activity that I've done, but also just what I got from this weekend in Orlando. I was at the Dream Weekend. The weekend before that was the Disney Weekend, the Performance Club trip. I stayed and then I stayed for the next weekend of the Dream Weekend. And I can tell you that there's events in your life that make an impact in your life. And there was something about this event. There's a couple things about this event that really impacted me. And to do that after 21 years, you think, gosh, haven't you seen everything, heard everything? Doesn't it get boring, mundane, or anything? when the truth is there's always something that comes about at an event. Just like Jeremy said, just developing a stronger relationship with each other. That's fantastic, right? Hearing something that just changes it for you, or maybe just, you know, whet your appetite to go out there and really make things happen, you know, whatever it might be. And so I'll just tell you guys, like, you know, the number one thing, I'm going to talk about team building. I'm going to talk about Dallas a little bit. But mainly, you know, I'm a team recruiter. I'm a prospector. I don't necessarily recruit to sell or sell to recruit. I basically go out there and try to figure out what I want to lead with first. And I'll talk about that. But the first thing I want to say is in Orlando this weekend, we saw Danny Katoa. We saw Kevin Mack. We saw Alistair Edwards. We saw Darnell South. We saw a lot of the TMV team, but we saw a lot of the other leaders there as well. But I was all just reminded by the story by Danny Katoa, which was, you know, he was born in a hut and from Tonga, and just that story of being able to be free and to be able to be privileged to come into a country like the United States of America and to be able to be privileged to be in a company. And if you ever hear Danny Katoa talk, if you haven't, I highly suggest you get to our Dallas convention to do so. But it's inspiring. And sometimes I think we forget. Now, I'm Canadian. I've got my U.S. citizenship as well. And now I live in Mexico. I call myself a true North American. But I sometimes think that the immigrant mentality is something that we need to adapt into our own self. And I say that because we have one of the fastest growing organizations in Legal Shield Espanol right now. And we had a Houston team fly down and come into Orlando. There's probably 35 strong, some from Orlando, some from Texas. And when we had them at a breakfast early in the morning before the event started on Saturday, we went around and we asked them, number one, what's your name, what's your background, and why Legal Shield? And I know that those are simple things, but when you hear from people from Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and Mexico that have, you know, landed in the United States of America, and some of them were you know, got there when they were one. Some of them have been there their whole entire lives, but maybe they don't have the proper paperwork and all this sort of stuff that happens. And I'm not going to get into immigration, but my point is that when they talked about the need of this membership, the need that they need in the Latino community, and they talked about really having and being privileged and valued that somebody would even talk to them to come into this company. Like, imagine that. Like, think about it. Like, instead of saying, oh, I got to go do my two today. Oh, I have to go to my meeting. Oh, man, I got to go to the Dallas convention again. I went last year. I haven't exceeded since then, but I've got to go again because they're telling me to. How about thinking I am so privileged and honored to be able to be in front of these people that are going to teach me and change my life if I want to change my life if I do the activity that follows it. The freedom to be able to stay in this country because I'm going to have access to my rights and finally get my paperwork done. I mean, I think sometimes, at least for me, I tend to forget how powerful our membership is, even though I've used it over 100 times in my 21 years. But when it comes from that, and folks, when I live in this country of Mexico right now, and I'm hanging out with my mom as she's a little bit ill and just being an advocate for her, but I'm just reminded of that because I do see, you know, a lot of different immigration issues and stuff happening and stories and stuff. And it just warms my heart to know that we're reaching out to the Latino community. So I encourage you guys to do that if you haven't done so already. But it, more than that, it just reminded me of the opportunity. It reminded me that it doesn't have to be a Latino person. It could be, you know, just a regular person that maybe didn't come from much. And the reason why they say they felt valued was because somebody as their coworkers that weren't Latino never asked them to get involved in Legal Shield. And then when they saw them at a meeting, they saw their own coworkers and they had been in Legal Shield for months and years, and they didn't know why that person wouldn't have asked them to come involved in Legal Shield. They didn't feel valued. They didn't feel like they were important. They didn't feel like they were intelligent enough. Think of all those things that you might have ever felt, maybe going to school, applying for college, your first job or whatever. And a lot of people, you know, feel like that. So I just want to express that, you know, the membership that we have, the opportunity that we have, remember that we are making a massive impact in the world today. So let's talk about prospecting. You know, what that reminded me was, and this is the number one topic I'll talk about, is really being vulnerable and authentic. You know, when we went around that when 35 people were in our room for breakfast, we had to have an interpreter, by the way. I'm not fluent in Spanish, neither is Mike and Steve. That was really cool, too. But what was neat was, like, they're so vulnerable and authentic. I mean, you know, they're telling their people, listen, this could change your life. It has already changed my life. I've already earned a $1,000 bonus. You know, they're being real with their people, and their people are saying, I don't even have the money right now. They say, come to the meeting, because I didn't have it either. But when I came to the meeting, I showed it to a few people, and I was able to get in. So in other words, when somebody has a pain or a pleasure, right, their pleasure is they want to buy a new car, they want to go to school, they want to send their kids to college. Those are pleasure things. But when people have pain, they don't have food on the table, they don't have a car, they don't have a job, they don't know how they're gonna pay for the next, you know, rent. You can then answer to that pain, and maybe you can relate to that pain. I don't know if you can or not, but if you can, think about when you got started, or think about what your past is, and think about those types of things, and then relate to the people, right? It's what's in it for them, but how can we relate to those people? As we prospect now, as you're sitting in the Uber, in the Lyft, and you're asking them questions, they're saying, yeah, I'm working two or three jobs. Maybe you've worked two or three jobs in your past before. Start to say, yeah, I know what that's like, and thank goodness that changed for me last year when I, you know, finally found something that I'm really passionate about. What are they going to ask you next? Hey, what is it that changed everything for you, right? So again, you're building rapport, you're relationship building, you're relating to the people. That's what we want. We don't want you to be an inauthentic person. We don't want you to be this Legal Shield lawyer that you never have been. We don't want you to be the ultimate salesperson. We want you to be you, right? We want you to tell your stories and stuff like that, but we want you to be vulnerable and authentic and relate to people. That is the best way for prospecting. I could go on and on and on and give you scripts, and those are great to work on and to add your little thing to it, whether it's texting or talking. I think they're awesome to work off of, but you need to just open up your heart and be authentic and start asking questions. What are the best things to ask questions? FORM. You've probably heard a bunch of different ways of saying it, but you can start to ask questions about their family, their occupation, their recreation, their motivation. So that's FORM, family, occupation, recreation, motivation. And you'll be able to get, you know, is it pain or pleasure that I need to talk to them about? You know, is it something, do I need to go into the opportunity of Legal Shield, or do I need to go into the membership of Legal Shield? So again, listening more than talking, and really just being, you know, just going out there and doing it. You heard from the gentleman before, doing two a day. You know, that's where it's at, guys. I mean, literally, we've got to go out there and do the activity. If you're not going to do the activity, you can't be a platinum. You can't be a ringer. And you can't expect results. Right? Most of the time, we've got to take responsibility for our failure or our lack of success in whatever we do. So if you haven't been as successful as you wanted in the year 2019, well, you can change that. Change it by what? Changing your numbers. It is a numbers game, 100%. But at the same time, you have to understand, am I prospecting in the right way? Am I doing things, you know, right? Or am I just a click off? Do I need to just, you know, tone it down? Or I need to relate more? Or do I need to ask more questions? Ask yourself those things so you can be a master at prospecting. Let's talk just about, you know, team building. That's obviously one of the ways to team build is prospecting. But focus. Here's something that's really interesting. Warren Buffett and Bill Gates were having lunch with Bill Gates' dad, and he said to them, without telling them before, he said, I want you guys to give me one word that will help people be successful, that's helped you be successful in your life. He slid two pieces of paper separately to them. They didn't talk. They slid them back to Bill Gates' dad, and guess what the word was? It was focus. How could two multi-billionaires in this world, they were the top, but not anymore, billionaires come up with the same word and not even know it? I think it's important that we know it, right? It's focus. Guys, if you want to build a team, then focus on a team. Focus locally. Where else do you want to focus? Do you want to have a team in Hawaii? Do you want to have a team in Toronto? Do you want to have a team in Quebec where they just opened up? Where do you want to have a team? Focus, 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 focus is what you have to do. It's simply one word. Now, when you focus, what do you focus on? Well, I focus on building a team. I focus on my local market, my long-distance market. But here's a couple things to focus on. Focus on performance clubs, focus on managers, and focus on doing as many sit-downs or Zooms, because Zooms are really not replacing sit-downs, but they're in addition, and it's great because you can see each other. I would really focus on those things and stay consistent. PC, are you in the performance club? Are you in Performance Club 180? How many people are following you? How many people are manager? I know that you want to talk about senior associate, but if you get people into the PC, senior associate taken care of, they're on their way to manager, and do yourself a favor, just like the other fast teams are growing right now, get people to manager in less than 45 days. Get them there in less than 45 days. Get them making $1,000 $1,000 within their first week. How can you do that? The bonuses are out there. Guys, I've never seen so many incentives and bonuses in my life. I mean, I would have made probably 7 times the amount of money getting started than I did when I first got started, right? It's exciting. It's really, really exciting and invigorating. So focus is really what I'll say. And then the only other thing that you want to focus on, and not the only other thing, but the thing I'm going to talk about tonight, because we could have hours of training on all of this, but is to be consistent, right? You've got to be consistent. You know, people say, well, you're successful. What I mean, to me, consistency equals also discipline. So if you're consistent, you're disciplined, right? So I don't even need to talk about discipline. But being consistent is what's the name of the game. That's why we have prospect out there. That's why we ask you guys to do your 2-a. It's not the 2 that you do today. It's the 2 that you don't do today that's going to affect tomorrow. It's the 2 today and the ripple effect of you doing it consistently. Because once you have consistency, you tell the stories and you know who's making those exposures. And then after who's making those exposures, people are going to start to come in because you're going to have results. And you're going to be able to see prospect. I mean, prospect is out there. Guys, you can win a trip to Dallas right now, okay? Our next convention in April. You can win a trip to Dallas, hotel and tickets. Pay for your hotel, airfare, and tickets. I mean, just for doing 2-a-day, are you kidding me? Like, I laugh. Whenever there's something out there to be won or to be earned, you can earn a trip with Performance Club. You can earn bonuses with Senior Associate Manager. You can earn things, you know, by being consistent. Then go get them. You can possibly win the trip to Dallas. Then go put your name in that hopper. How do you do it? Do your 2-a-day consistently. Do what you said that you were going to do when you first got started, even if you thought it in your head. Well, if I – because doing 2-a-day is really about doing 5 minutes a day, right? We're not asking you to dig ditches, take bullets, or do anything. We're just saying, hey, listen, do 2 new exposures a day. Eventually, you'll get better at it, but put them in your prospect, be accountable to it, and then, you know, we'll make it happen. And it's true. Some people just don't think it's true that it actually is that simple. Trust us, it's that simple. You do it, you start to recruit more people to do it, and it will become a part of your culture, and that's what I'm going to talk about next. Performance Club can be part of your culture. You want to have a culture, you know, of your team that go to fast start trainings with their new associates if they can, if they're in the local marketplace. If they're not, they phone them right before, right after. Going to Super Saturdays. Alistair Edwards drove from Atlanta, Georgia to Orlando with 6 people in his car. He could have flew to Orlando. He decided, no, that's not the right thing to do. I need to build my relationships inside of my organization, not just my prospects. I need to sit in that car for 6 to 8 hours and talk to them and listen to them and dream with them and talk and da-da-da-da-da and go back and forth. So driving to events, doing potlucks, getting on Zooms, you know, with your training them on Zooms, having dinners at the big events and different things like that. These are all important things, and to build culture, you can start doing that immediately and right away. Culture is definitely something that you guys want to have in your own organizations, but you definitely want to just obviously go to your team events. You want to go to what the Moors do, and then you can start just adding in little things that you and your team do as well. That's what I did when I first got started. I used to have something called the 515 Club. Okay, this is before the Performance Club. I think they actually stole my idea, but maybe. I know you're probably laughing, Jeremy, but I did have the 515 Club. I said anybody that does 5 sales by the 15th, I would give them a present, or I would give them cash. So every month I did this to qualify for executive director. I came up with this club and different things I would give them. So if we had let's say we had Darnell Self coming into town, and I was able to pick him up from the airport because I built that relationship with him, I would actually take the associate or the 2 or 3 associates with me that, you know, went in the 515 Club, and we would go pick him up together and spend those half an hour together with him. Or I would have Rob McKenzie have a lunch with us, or I would give them a new book of Larry Smith's new book, or whatever it might be. I had fun with them, right? I built culture. We did potlucks. We did dinners for the people that did that. So you can do that around Performance Club. The people that are in the Performance Club get to have this. Maybe, you get to have a fun party, a pajama party. I mean, come on. You can be creative. You can have fun. That is my other tip. You've got to have fun. I love to have fun. I don't like just to have fun just because we're known to have fun. I mean, life is short, guys. I mean, there's somebody probably in your life that passed away just recently that you went, oh, my gosh, that, you know, that's just too young, too soon. You found out they had cancer and they're gone. Whatever it might be, think about, you know, okay, then I'm, yeah, yeah, I'm going to go do that. No, you know what? I'm not going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to do that. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to, you know, just go out there and make the best life that I could possibly have. It's not like it's easy for everybody to have fun every single day, but here's what's easy: to have fun when you're doing business and your business is rocking. I can tell you that. New blood is the lifeblood of your business. I'll tell you, I know that for sure. It's happened to me many times. You just recruit somebody and it's going to give you more life in your business. But when you have an exciting team like the Richard Estrada team that's coming out of the Houston area and they're rocking with the Latinos, it is invigorating. It is it's contagious. It's infectious. It's awesome. And then when you know that we're all going to go into Dallas and you're going to have this new team, or you know, just think about what it's like when you go, and the feeling that you'll have when you go to Dallas, when you accomplish your goal and you walk across that stage and you win that money, or you have a new team do this, or you've got your team breakout happening for the very first time, you have a little pizza party in your room. It is exciting. Listen, for 9 months, I didn't get paid when I first opened up the country of Canada, way back when I first got started, over 21 years ago. I went to 3 conventions out of my own pocket. I never made anything off of Legal Shield because I couldn't market a membership in Canada. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be sitting here today in Mexico and being able to be here an advocate for my mom. I wouldn't have been able to move to San Diego for over 17 years. I wouldn't have been able to travel and have an orphanage in Guatemala where I am able to serve and help and bring groups of people there. Guys, it's amazing. I tell you, go to Dallas for a lot of reasons, but go there for motivation, inspiration on what to do, how to do it, why to do it, but most of all, to be accountable to your goals and to really, you know, to know that Dallas is fun. Like, that's a fun time. We're going to have a platinum party. There's going to be parties that you go to. There's going to be training. It's fun to be in the convention. It's just fun to learn and to grow. So that's it for me, really, Jeremy and Stephanie. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for your support in this Super Bowl fundraiser that we have. We got a big goal for our team this year. We raised money for the orphanage in Guatemala, $30,000, and you guys have always been a really great support of Work, Play, Love. So thanks for that, and good luck in the Super Bowl too as well. And if you have any questions for me, I can answer them, but I wanted to make sure I was on time, so I'll turn it back over to you, Jeremy.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. That was powerful. Thank you for taking time away, for pouring into us tonight, and I can't wait to see you and Mike in Dallas in just a few short months.
Absolutely. We will see you with our smiling faces and then some Mexico tan.
There you go. Well, guys, you know, like Ms. Bellia just said, you know, how important it is to get to Dallas and to plug into all the events. And we will be having a team breakout on Sunday morning starting at 9 o'clock, and we will be through before noon. So when you guys are booking your trips and you're making your reservations and things, factor that into your time, because the convention doesn't end until our team event is over at noon on Sunday. So as you depart Dallas, make sure you leave in enough time that afternoon to make our team event. And we'll have all the details out of that, the specifics on that. They haven't released our assignments where we're going to be located yet. We'll be getting that to you guys in the next couple of weeks. But as you guys are making your plans, and I know a lot of you guys are already registered. If you're not registered for Dallas, reach out to your upline. Most of all of our leaders have bundle tickets, and they can get you guys hooked up. But you have to be in Dallas, and make sure when you're making your arrangements that you plan on leaving Sunday afternoon, so that you make our team breakout session, because it's going to be a phenomenal time together. With that being said, guys, this call has been recorded. We'll get it up on the team Facebook page and website so that if you had team members that weren't plugged in, because what Kim just poured into us, every single one of you guys as teams need to hear that message and hear from Mr. Robbins as well. And so with that being said, I hope you all have a phenomenal rest of your week. Take advantage of the extended PC push. Always put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third. Everything else takes care of itself. We'll see you all at the top. God bless, and have a great day.